You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.
Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, an impromptu episode because of the news that broke this afternoon. Arsenal and Socrates have decided by mutual consent to terminate the player's contract, leaving him free to go on and sign for another club. Now, of course, Socrates has been left out of Mikel Arteta's squad this season, hasn't featured at all. And on this show, we're going to be discussing the announcement. We're going to be talking a little bit about his Arsenal career, and we're going to be discussing whether or not he was harshly treated in some ways. I think that's probably the right route to go down, because I think you could make a case either way. So I think it's an interesting discussion and one worth having on this episode. Don't forget, if you're watching us live on YouTube at the moment, be sure to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And as many of you will have seen on social media, Fabrizio Romano is joining me a little bit later on in around about 3 hours' time. Fabrizio Romano will be live here on the Chronicles of Aguna, and we'll be discussing the latest Arsenal transfer news. So he might be able to provide us with a bit of insight as to where Socrates could be off to. So that'll be interesting, as well as a number of other topics we're going to cover. So make sure you're here for that one. There are very few people in the business better connected and better known for being a bit of a transfer window guru than Fabrizio Romano. So very much looking forward to having him on the show, and delighted that he's agreed to join us. Right, let's start off with the club's announcement regarding Socrates. Now, it was, credit to him, it was reported by Chris Wheatley prior to the club actually announcing it. And he said, he broke the news, and then he said that the club will make an announcement shortly. He said that the announcement was imminent, I think were the words he used. And lo and behold, the announcement came soon afterwards. So it's all done. Socrates is off. We'll go on to touch on what he said as well on social media with regards to the news. But first of all, let's go with Arsenal's official statement. They said, working closely with Socrates and his team, we've decided to cancel his contract by mutual consent. This gives Papa the freedom to negotiate a contract with a new club and return to action as soon as possible. The Greek international defender joined us from Borussia Dortmund in July 2018 and made 69 appearances for us. He was part of the Emirates FA Cup winning squad in August and played 12 matches during our run to the Europa League final in 2019. Technical director Edu said, on behalf of Mikel, our coaches, players and everyone at the club, I would like to thank Papa for his contribution to the club. He has been an important part of our group and has been a model professional throughout. The negotiations to end his contract have been collaborative, and we wish Papa and his family all the best for the future. So all confirmed, Socrates Papastathopoulos is leaving Arsenal and he is now free to join anybody he wishes. So yeah, I'm sure we'll get a bit more info over the next few days on where it is he's going. You would assume that the fact he has sort of had his contract terminated probably suggests that actually there is already an agreement in place, or at least he has an idea of where it is he wants to be and where he's potentially going to end up. So I think whatever negotiations are going on, they're probably at quite an advanced stage for him to have reached this agreement with the club. So I expect some news in the next few days, giving us a bit more of an indication as to where the player is going to end up. Let's have a look at what he had to say on social media. So he put out a tweet where he said, one of the most enjoyable times in my career ended today. It's been an honour to wear the Arsenal shirt, and I want to thank all the coaches, teammates, staff and fans around the world for the love and respect they have given me. I gave everything for Arsenal, and Arsenal always gave me a lot. I wish you all the best, health and success always. Thank you, Arsenal. So Socrates, going out with a bit of class as well. Really nice statement, that really nice touch. And I guess people are going to start to draw comparisons now, aren't they, with what's going on here and the Ozil situation as well, because, two players who obviously were frozen out by Mikel Arteta. It was made clear to them that they weren't part of the plans. this player has taken it on the chin and moved on, whereas the other didn't really respond well to being left out of the squad. And with all the Fenerbahce kind of themed tweets, despite the move having not been officially confirmed yet, or you know, at least from an announcement perspective, I think it, you know, I think it's kind of shone a light, hasn't it, on the difference in attitude between the two. Now, I'm not saying Mesut Ozil doesn't have a right to be upset, more of a right than Sokratis, but you know, the point that Edu makes in the statement, model professional, I think really kicks in here. And I think that Sokratis has been a model professional throughout his time at Arsenal. You could argue that he wasn't good enough. You could argue that he was never good enough. And you probably have a really good case. But at a time when Arsenal were crying out for an experienced central defender, he certainly brought that to the table. Attitude was always top class, always 10 out of 10, always the best effort. What I really liked about him as well was his kind of popularity among the rest of the group. You know, that was so clear to see. You know, from a distance, you could see how much he was respected and loved by his teammates. Always the first one to go and congratulate someone when they'd scored a goal. Always the first one to go and try and pick someone up when they'd just made a mistake. And he's what you call a leader. Now, you know, ultimately, it proved that he wasn't quite good enough for Arsenal. But that doesn't mean that he's not good enough to go on and play regular football elsewhere. And that's why I think this move is the right thing for him. You know, he could have easily sat at Arsenal until the summer, continued to collect what I'd imagine to be a very handsome pay packet, you know, week to week, and just take it. You know, be happy, keep quiet, get on with it. But he hasn't. He's decided that he wants to go and play football. He's decided that he wants to continue his career for as long as possible. And he wants to go and play. And it's as simple as that. You know, if you cast your mind back to when we signed him, we brought him in from Borussia Dortmund in July 2018, as mentioned in that Arsenal statement, for around about £14.4 million. In terms of his stats, 69 appearances for the Gunners, 6 goals. Decent return, that, for a centre-back. It's almost 1 in 10. And 2 assists as well. Obviously, very experienced. Has played for Werder Bremen, has played for Dortmund, has played for AEK Athens, one of the big clubs in Greece. He's played for Genoa in Italy. He's played for AC Milan. You know, he's played at the highest level for quite some time, Sokratis. So he deserves respect. And I'd imagine that there are clubs who will now be kind of on red alert and thinking, if they need a centre back, you know, they could do a lot worse than bringing this guy in to add a little bit of steel, a little bit of experience and a good attitude to their group. Genoa are one of the clubs that have been linked. Of course, Genoa are one of his former clubs as well. So, you know, we'll see how that develops. Perhaps Fabrizio will be able to give us a little bit more insight as to where he could end up. As I said on the show later on at 5 p.m. Make sure you come and join us for that. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't. Turn your notifications on, and that way you won't ever miss out. When I spoke at the top of the program about it potentially being unfair that he was left out, this is why, and I want to share with you guys my reasons why I feel like that. On the one hand, I respect the fact that Arsenal are trying to move out the players that they don't see to have a long-term future at the Emirates Stadium. It's the right approach. We've filled up with dead wood over the years. We've all spoken about it time and time again. There is a need at Arsenal to get rid of these players, to free our wage bill up a little bit more, and to be able to then go out and replace them with people that we see, that Mikel Arteta sees as the future of Arsenal. And look, Sokratis, there's no doubt about it, was one of those players that was always going to have to be replaced. My issue, though, is this. For someone who's been, and I quote the club here, a model professional, for someone who's always, as many of you are saying in the chat, given 100% at all times, when you look at kind of some of the players that were given the opportunity ahead of him, i.e. Shkodran Mustafi, who has rejected a new contract, doesn't want to stay at the club, you know, yet was included in the squad. Some people will argue he's a better player. He probably is, just about, you know, good in possession, which is obviously something Mikel looks for. But for me, I just think you knew that Pablo Mari was not going to be fit until December at the earliest. You knew that Callum Chambers was not going to be available either, that yet those two were in the squad ahead of Sokratis. Now, I get that Callum Chambers is a homegrown player, and maybe that had something to do with him being picked. But in Pablo Marie's case, where he was never going to be fit until December at the earliest, that must have made Sokratis feel like shit. And credit to him, he kept it quiet. He didn't come out and dig out the club. He never took the opportunity to do that. Never went to the press, not here, not in Greece, not anywhere, to kind of, you know, make his sort of unhappiness known at the fact that he wasn't being picked and that he was being overlooked time and time again. And here we are now at a point where it's just the best thing for everyone. And he's walked away with his head held high. Now, at a time where we're talking about a new culture being created at the club, I think we've made victim someone who actually probably wasn't a problem with the culture in the first place in the Greek defender. Some players, you look at them and you think, yeah, I get what Mikel means when he talks about the culture. You're one that needs to go. You're one that isn't helping. But in Sokratis' case, I can't imagine him having been a troublemaker behind the scenes, having been disrespectful to anybody. Sometimes he's probably a little bit over keen to impress and a little bit over keen to make his mark and his impression. But yeah, I can't imagine him being a problem for Mikel Arteta, which is why I find it strange. Now, was he one of the players that turned down a pay cut? Who knows? Because that is a rumor that's been bandied about as well. And I can't tell you yes or no either way, because I'd be making it up. And that would be kind of disingenuous of me to just throw out a rumor that, you know, I've read, but I cannot verify in any way, shape or form. So that could have had something to do with it, maybe, potentially. But, you know, you only have to look at the kind of outpouring on social media from most Arsenal fans to understand how much he was valued and how much he was, if not rated, then respected. And I think that's the key point here. Some of the journalists have come out, you know, and tweeted about him straight away. And I'll bring some of them up on the screen for you guys to see. Here we go. Let's share this one. Bear with me 1 second. Share the screen. For those of you watching on YouTube, don't worry if you're listening via audio, we'll still read it out. This one's from Sam Dean, football reporter of the Daily Telegraph and Sunday Telegraph. He says, "Farewell, Sokratis, a true warrior of the mix zone." Now, for those of you that don't know, the mix zone is an area that the press have access to after a game. And it's where the players pass to leave the stadium, to get on the coach or get in their cars, whatever it is they're going to do. And sometimes players will stop there and talk to people and give an interview, and sometimes they won't. Now, I've been there on a number of occasions, and a lot of the time nobody stops. Sometimes some stop, but Sokratis clearly, judging by what some of these journalists are having to say, is someone who always gave his time up where possible. He says he was a true warrior of the mix zone. He was one of the few players who would front up after a defeat. Another key point, not many want to know after Arsenal have just lost the game. He says these things don't matter much in the wider picture, but they do say a lot about someone's character. I hope he finds joy celebrating his slide tackles elsewhere. Love that. Love that last bit. Because he does love to celebrate a slide tackle. How many times have we seen the fist pump from Sokratis? You know, that real passion coming through. And for all his kind of shortcomings as a footballer, that's the one thing you could never deny, isn't it? His passion and desire to succeed. Let's go over and have a look at a couple of other tweets from some of the well-known Arsenal journalists who cover the club, some of whom have been on this show, actually. One of them is Mark Mann Bryans. He said he was responding to a tweet from James Ollie. So James Ollie, who works for ESPN, said this. He said, "Arsenal confirms Sokratis has departed. Appreciate some think journalists place too much value on this, but he always fronted up in the mix zones. Remember him volunteering to stop to talk to me and Mark Mann Bryans in Rennes, even after he got sent off. Says a lot about his character." And then Mark responds by saying, "Superb effort from him that night. Often players who get sent off would shuffle through the mix zone with their head down, already be on the coach. He came over and started the chat, called out the referee and apologized to his teammates." So yeah, look, he's clearly respected and loved by those journalists who had the pleasure of talking to him at some point during his Arsenal career. So I expect over the next few days, over the next 24, 48 hours, you'll probably see a lot of Arsenal players coming out on social media and kind of wishing him well. And I think you'll probably see a bit more of that than you saw for Mesut Ozil. And I think you'll probably see some more heartfelt messages, if you like, than the ones that some players put for Mesut Ozil. You know, you could see the click that developed with Ozil and a couple of others, Mustafi making some strange remarks on his Twitter account yesterday, I think it was. We all saw that. But now I think the kind of outpouring you're going to get from the Arsenal faithful and the Arsenal players is going to be a little bit more genuine, a little bit more heartfelt, and a little bit more sincere than some of it, what you've seen in the last few days. Let's say a big, massive thank you to Dan, the Blind Gooner. Dan was supposed to be on a show with me earlier on today, but unfortunately, when this news broke, I got called in to do some work. So we had to cancel that, but we will be rescheduling it. So Dan, the Blind Gooner, check out his YouTube channel. He will be joining me on a Chronicles of a Gooner show next week at some point. That's to be confirmed. So get over to the Blind Gooner, subscribe. Thanking you very much, mate, for your very kind super chat. Really appreciate it. And on the move, he says, "Hi, Harry, this is best for all parties. Now we can move on as a club and replace him with real quality." You're absolutely right, mate. And stay tuned to the Twitter feed for information on that show. Alongside the Blind Gooner, we'll be talking all things Arsenal. I want to say another thank you to Gunatel. Where is it? Here it is. To Gunatel, thank you so much. He's become a member of our YouTube channel. Really, really appreciate it, mate, and really appreciate your support, because I know you've been watching all the videos and involved in the chat box quite a lot over the last few weeks or so. So I'm really appreciative of you signing up. Thank you so much. And as I was saying to some of you that are in our Discord server, to the members that were in our Discord server, the whole point of the memberships is to pull off shows like the one we're going to do today with Fabrizio Romano, is to get, is to have the funding to get the guests that we need. It's to be able to push the show onto another level. And only with that support can we do that, which is why I'm thrilled that so many of you have signed up so far. Quick reminder as well, if you haven't joined the Discord server, but you are a member, the link is on our community tab on the YouTube channel. Check it out. Come and join us where we have an Arsenal chat throughout the day and throughout the evening. Don't worry, you can mute it when you go to bed if you wish. It's been really good in there, really interactive, really enjoying it. If you're interested in becoming a member of the channel, just click the link in the description and it will take you to the landing page where you will see our three tiers of membership, and you yourself can decide which, if any of those, appeal to you. All right, let's see what some of you guys are saying on Socrates. Apologies if your comments were right at the beginning of the show. If they were, chuck them in again. If you've got any thoughts, chuck them in, because the chat box is constantly updating. Big hello to Mike, who says, "There have been worse signings than him. Came to us past his prime, but utmost respect to him, always dedicated. Most important, another wage saving, taking it with the others departing. 600k a week, massive, isn't it? For Arsenal." But what I want to just say is, when people talk about the wage saving, and there will be a wage saving, you know, let's not make no bones about that, it doesn't mean that Arsenal will use that entire amount up again on new players, because as we've said time and time again, Arsenal have been operating on a Champions League club wage structure when being a Europa League club. And that's why financially we've been a little bit weaker than we'd have liked, because, you know, we've been paying top whack salaries and not playing at the top level and not receiving the competition money, the TV right money from the Champions League. Yes, you get some from the Europa League, but it's not as big, it's not as significant. And that's why Arsenal, as a kind of financial outfit, have struggled a little bit of late. And we keep hearing that we need to buy to sell. So I don't expect all of that 600K or whatever it is going to be exactly to be used up on new players. We'll use a chunk of that. We'll use a proportion of that, I'm sure. But it won't be Arsenal have saved 600K on wages. Now they're going to spend 600K on wages. So just be a little bit cautious of that. Big thank you to Thomas, who's saying, make sure you smash the like button in the chat. It is really, really important. Carrie Tannin, and one of our members, says he made too many mistakes. I think, Carrie, we can all agree that he wasn't the greatest centre-half or isn't the greatest centre half. Never will be, never was. But the effort was there. You know, their character was there. And ultimately, Arsenal went and signed him. Do you know what I mean? Unai Emery was picking him. And, you know, you don't really know nowadays who actually sanctioned that deal, who actually was the one that made it happen. But you know that Arsenal needed a centre-back at the time. And as Mike said in the previous comment, I think when you look at Arsenal's problems over the last few years, you take into account the amount of money we paid for him, you take into account his performances, I think there were bigger problems, and there still are bigger problems at Arsenal Football Club than him. Louis Robson says, why do you think he was harshly frozen out? I kind of went into that, that I felt it was a little bit unfair. But I think it's purely down to his footballing ability. I think Mikel Arteta, obviously, we know, likes a centre-half that can play out from the back. And I think if you're talking about weaknesses, if you're talking about his weaknesses specifically, I think that's probably the biggest one. As much as the Mustafi situation has been a bit shit, you know, the falling out of love kind of with the club and its fans after kind of some of the treatment he got, some of his subpar performances, it didn't quite make sense that he was still involved for me. But I think in Mikel Arteta's eyes, looking at their ability, particularly on the ball, I think he would have fancied Mustafi a lot more. And that's why he got left out. I think it's harsh for the reasons I mentioned earlier. But I look, we have to be ruthless at some point as well. I think the player would have seen it as harsh. Mikel Arteta would have seen it as a decision he just had to make. What else have we got? Zod Sinclair says, good day, Harry and co. I'm glad for him. He isn't a passenger. He will fight wherever he goes. I'd rather him playing for us or fighting for us and making recovery tackles when Mustafi missed attackers and got air. Yeah, good point. Big hello to Miss Melina as well. Just a little reminder in the chat to stay tuned for Fabrizio Romano's appearance. I hope he bloody turns up now because we've advertised the shit out of it. So yeah, we'll be invited. Well, he's booked to come on at 5 p.m. So I'm looking forward to talking to him and getting a bit of an update on what's going on at Arsenal. Andreas in Cyprus says, Nelson, Willock, Renarsson are next for loan. I think you can't loan out Renarsson until you get somebody in. That's the key here. You know, you cannot. I know Arthur Okonkwo has been promoted up from the under-23s or from the youth setup to be training with the first team of late. Matt Macey, of course, having gone out on loan to Hibernian. But, you know, I think Renarsson is not the right man. You know, I've said that time and time again on this program. But I do think that we need to get somebody in place before we can even think about moving Renarsson out of the door. Topher says, Socrates acting like an adult and a professional is a good attitude to have in life. Pratik says, I'm starting to grow on Arteta. Got to be honest. Let's hope for the best for our club. What else have we got here? Just trying to pick out some sort of differing comments. Harry Land, one of our members, says, all love and respect to Papa, gave his all and popped up with some vital goals. He kept himself fit in the under-23s, something that many fringe players won't do. The positive statements about him say it all. Yeah, completely agree. Ross Morgan says, Socrates was a proper defender. I wish him all the best for the future. Daniel Miller says, if we're honest, he was a stopgap player, never really good enough, but tried his best and was professional. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he was a stopgap player, but I still think he could have offered something as a squad member, and to not even be in the squad just probably felt like a bit of a kick in the balls for him. And you can understand why, you know, why he's wanted to do this now, why the club have wanted to do this now. But what's been refreshing about it is there's been no digs. There's been no back and forth. There's been no indirect comments in the media. It's just been radio silence from him, from his team, from the club, and it's just been dealt with amicably, which is of course great. Let's see what else we've got here. Zissi points out that he was playing at right back at times for Emery. That was mind-boggling at best. I saw him in Glyfada, Athens in 2019, and he said he would like to finish his career in the USA. I don't know if that is his next destination, but what I can say is he is down to earth and genuine. Yeah, I agree with that. Kai Hin says, not a world-class defender, but I always liked the passion of Sokratis. Always played with everything he's got and scored also for us. Respect the player and all the best for him. Yeah, I agree. Gunatel, in response to our thanks for him signing up, says, happy to support Harry. Really enjoy the channel and content. Thank you so much, mate. It is very much appreciated. What else have we got here? Xander says, subscribe, like, share. Yes, please do. A couple of you saying, I like the way you say his name, Harry. Well, I'm Greek, so if I can't say it, then it's a bit embarrassing. And sometimes when I say it like Sokratis, some of my Greek friends get onto me and say, what are you doing? But I'm just trying to like keep it global. You know what I mean? It's not, but yeah. Thank you. Big thank you to the Blind Gooner again for another, kind super chat. He says, thanks, Harry. You're doing a great job. And I look forward to talking all things Arsenal with you next week. Yeah, me too. And if you haven't already, another quick plug, head over to the Blind Gooner's YouTube channel. You can click on it via his name in the comments and it will take you straight there. Give it a subscribe, give it a share, give it a like. You know the drill by now. Right. I guess that's all I really have to say on the Sokratis thing. Wish him all the best. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, wish him all the best in his future, wherever he ends up. You know he's going to take a commitment there. You know he's going to be up for it. You know he's going to work his hardest, try his best. He's a great character. And yeah, really, 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 really a player I warmed to as a person, as a character. But I did, obviously, as did many others, kind of recognized the shortcomings quite early on in his Arsenal career. And whilst I'm not saying he should have ever been a starter, you know, who played week in, week out, I'm glad we had him. I'm glad we had him for a bit, and he certainly made his mark. Pramod just quickly asks, any rumors that Mustafi is being scouted by Lazio? Not that I'm aware of, but that is what Fabrizio Romano is coming on for. So we should be getting a bit of information on some of those potential departures. We're going to talk about potential incomings as well. But at Arsenal right now, the hot topic is very much, isn't it, who is going to be moved on? So we'll be discussing a lot of that. We'll be trying to get a bit of information as to who might be coming in as well during that show. So just a quick reminder, come and join us live at 5 p.m. If you listen via the audio, the podcast version will be available shortly afterwards as well. Right, that brings us to the end of this impromptu show, a Sokratis special. Big thanks to everyone who's joined us in the live chat. Don't forget, subscribe, hit the like button on your way out. As Thomas always says in the chat, it doesn't cost a thing. And make sure you've got your notifications turned on. Actually, set your reminders as well for 5 p.m. just in case the notifications let you down. Until then, take care. Thank you.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.